College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll be on Monumental Sports 2 tonight.
That's correct.
For the Wizards Altcast, kicking off at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss that. Of course, last night on Monumental Sports, could have watched the Capitals get another dub against the Flyers and believe somebody scored who's chasing history.
That's correct. Time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin potted his 879th career goal to move to within 16 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL goals record. Caps beat the Flyers 4-3 on Thursday night. Ovi scored with 53 seconds left in the first period, taking a centering pass from Martin Fejervaara and flicking it past Ivan Fedotov to tie the score at once. I believe that's the 180th goalie he's scored on in his career. It was Ovechkin's 26th goal of the season.
As the Flyers come back with Konechny darting into the zone, pulled up at the top of the left circle. Ovechkin, great stretch pass ahead to Strome, but couldn't field it cleanly. Now leaves it for Wilson, who cuts up the left side, and Ovechkin scores as he cut back through the right circle. The pass comes from the far side. It's goals in four straight for Alex Ovechkin.
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
You can kind of argue that Ovi is kind of the LeBron James of the NHL, just according to his age, how long he's been in the league, the production. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
79 points, 11-point lead in the Metro with 28 games to play.
Yep.
Are they second in the NHL overall?
In terms of points, they're tied with Winnipeg.
Yeah.
But they're going to win the Metro, and it's just incredible.
All right, so I just put up a poll of the day, and I'll explain the poll, and then we're going to get to something here. So the Junkies poll today, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, which of the Junkies do you think would make the best NFL head coach? All right, you can vote at Junks Radio. I think Bish Buck's in the early lead in the early seconds of the poll.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, but here's why, here's why I'm bringing this up. Adam Kilgore had an article in the Washington Post, and it struck me we could have fun doing this. And it was talking about how analytics is taking over in the NFL. And the title of the article is, Are You Smarter Than an NFL Head Coach? Take our quiz. And there are 10 situations, 10 questions. Mm. Full transparency, I did the first question. I missed.
Okay.
So I want to go through this, and we're going to see. This could be like, you know, EB's the State King. Somebody could be the NFL Coach King.
Good title.
Here.
Good title.
I'm
going to
get a D plus.
No, you don't know. Here's your situation.
All right.
You trail by 3 points with 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter.
Okay.
It's right. Fourth and two from your opponent's 20-yard line.
We trail by three, you said?
Trail by three, yes.
There's 8 minutes left
early.
In the first quarter.
It's the first quarter.
And you're on their 20.
Fourth and two on their 20. Should you kick the field goal or go for it?
I'm kicking the field goal. I know all the math nerds are going to probably say the opposite. I'm kicking the field goal. I'm tying it up.
In the first quarter, I'm going for it.
Fourth and short, I'm going for it in that scenario.
All right.
I'm going to go for it.
I'm kicking the field goal. Tie it up. Start over.
Do you want me to tell you if you're right or wrong there?
Yes. No, not yet.
No. I want to know.
Let's do it at the
end.
No,
because that may influence other people's decisions.
It's a good point. Yeah, I think so.
Thank
you. Oh,
I think
my God. All right, so you keep track now.
I got it.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, second scenario. It's fourth and goal from the 2-yard line.
All right.
Okay, yep. You lead by 5.
All right.
With 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. Should you kick a field goal or go for it?
All right, hold on.
Yes.
Fourth and two from the 2-yard line, essentially. Fourth and goal
to
from
go
the 2-yard
eight?
Line. I'm kicking a field goal. Sorry.
What are you doing?
All right. Vicious field goal.
That's a no-brainer.
Going for it.
I don't care what those
going
nerds
for it?
Say.
I'm going for it, too.
I may fail this quiz spectacularly, but I'm going for it.
Where were they on the field?
2-yard line.
Two-yard line.
And there's 5 minutes left in the game?
3 minutes.
No, 3:29 left.
Oh, I'm going up by 8. Yeah,
I'm going up by 8.
Go for it, baby. Put it put them out of their misery.
I'm going to make them score twice. Yeah.
I'm going. I'm going to kick.
I'm making them score twice. Because they got to score a touchdown.
I'm going, for the win, baby.
All right.
It's one possession, but they got to score twice.
Go to number three.
Go ahead.
It's first and goal.
Who put these together?
I don't know.
Adam Kilgore is the arc. I don't know who put it together.
Right.
It's first and goal from the 1 yard line.
Okay.
All right.
You're down by 9.
All right.
With 106 left in the fourth quarter. Have all three timeouts.
Okay.
All right.
Should you A, call a running play?
All right, hold on. It's first and goal, you said?
Yes.
All right.
From the one.
On the one?
Yeah.
You're down by 9.
Down.
Basically a minute left.
Yeah.
A, call a running play. B, call a passing play.
C, kick the field goal. All right, you're definitely not calling a running play.
B, I'm a passing play.
I do too.
I'm not burning clock there.
Yeah,
I'm calling the passing play as
passing
well.
Passing play.
I probably call the passing play, but it doesn't matter. The onside kicks are a joke now. So
I'm going to pass there.
I'll pass, but it's a joke.
All right.
Now, by the way, this all kind of depends on what kind of quarterback you have, too.
That's true.
What kind of offense you have.
Yeah.
But,
do I have Jaden Daniels, or do I have a statue like Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's a big difference.
Overtime in a playoff game, and you win the coin toss, should you kick off or receive? I mean, I'm going to receive every time.
Hold on. Say it again. Oh, overtime in a playoff game?
Yes.
I'm receiving. Yeah.
You receive, because if you go down and score a touchdown, the
game over.
Oh, no. The playoff rules are different. Even with a touchdown.
Hold on. When did you say it was?
Playoff.
Overtime in a playoff game. No, you kicking. Win the coin toss.
I'm kicking. I think they've talked about that.
I guess that's different.
Are you receiving or kicking off?
I guess with the new rules, I would defer.
I guess I defer so I know what I have to do. I guess.
Because in the regular season, if you score in overtime a touchdown on the first possession, the game is over.
But the playoffs are different because of what happened in the Buffalo game.
So I defer in that scenario.
All right,
scenario.
Question number 5. 38 seconds are left. Your team scores a touchdown to pull within 1 point of your opponent. Should you kick the extra point or go for the 2-point conversion?
Well, we had this debate all the time.
38 seconds left?
I'm sorry. What's the score?
You're down one.
You scored.
I play for overtime. I play for overtime. That's just me.
Do I have Joe Burrow or do I have Will Levis?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't love it, but I kick the extra point like a wimp.
I'm going for it.
I kick the extra point. I'm not going.
I'm a go for it guy.
Let's go for it. F it.
Do you already know the answers?
No, he only knew the one. Going along.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. 4th and 1. Your 16-yard line.
Okay.
Down by 3. 2 minutes left in the first half.
Hold on. I'm on my own
4th and 1.
Own 16.
You're on your own 16. Mm. 2 minutes left in the first half.
First half.
All right.
I'm going to go for it.
It's down 1 yard line.
Yeah, but I'm on my own 16.
You're deeping your own territory.
Punting.
I'm punting that.
Punting.
Yeah. I go for it.
Okay. You're going for it?
I'm going for it.
All right.
I'm Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I'm Dan Quinn.
All right, next one. 4 minutes left.
I don't care what the
crowd
is.
You score a touchdown. You're now within 8 points. You have 2 timeouts left.
Yep. How much time's left?
4 minutes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Score a touchdown.
Yep.
You're down 8.
Mm-hmm.
2 timeouts left. Should you kick the extra point that draws you to 7?
Yeah.
Or go for a 2-point conversion?
Extra point.
To go down 7?
I'm going for the 2.
I think in that instance I would go for the extra point. There's 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, but I think in that instance you go for the two. You're still one possession away. I think in that instance
you said there's 4 minutes left.
Yes, 4 minutes left.
2-pointer.
You're going for the 2-pointer,
Jason? I think you go for the 2 in that sense.
I'm surprisingly conservative here.
Yeah.
All right. Next scenario. We've got 3 more.
All right.
You lead by 5.
All right.
Lead by 5.
About 10 minutes left in the third quarter.
So the half just started.
There's an eternity left.
Mm-hmm.
4th and 16 from your opponent's 42.
All right.
Do you kick the field goal?
59-yarder?
No way.
Is it indoor?
Is there
crosswind?
Do you go for it or do you punt?
I guess
hold on a 4th and 16?
4th and 16, but it's in no man's land.
I'm punting.
I guess you go punting. For it in that instance.
I think I'm going to kick the field goal.
If it's indoor,
goal.
I'm kicking the field
goal. Hold on, you're
going to
kick a 59-yarder?
Indoors, yeah. I am.
That's again, do I have Zane Gonzalez or do
okay.
I have...
It's not a perfect quiz, Jason. Right.
That's a cowardly spot to punt from, but 4th and 16 is forever.
I try and pin
forever.
Him. If I got Tress Williams,
no, I did that one. All right.
I go for it.
Arm punt.
I go for it.
Jason, what are you doing?
Arm punt. I'm punting.
Yeah.
I'm punting.
I'm going to go for it.
What's the percentage of making a 60-yarder?
I mean,
can't
indoor,
be great.
It depends. Indoor.
What if it's outdoor?
By the way, some outdoor of these answers, outdoor. I'm just going to say this.
Outdoor,
some of these answers
me.
Say it depends.
Of course.
But
all right. Well, that
I'm giving
depends.
Either your.
If it's indoor,
mine is
it.
Binary here. All right. With
any
139 left,
that.
Number nine.
All right. It's such an arm punt, and then you go draw a flag. I mean, it's so easy. Arm right. punt.
139's left in the fourth quarter. It's 4th and 3 from your opponent's 10. You're up by 3.
Yep.
Do you kick the field goal or go for it?
It's 4th and how many?
I'm kicking the field goal.
You're at the opponent's 3.
I'm going to make them
you're
score
up three?
A touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm kicking the field goal.
Go for it. I'd get fired so quick.
No. That one you go for
I
it.
I think I got to kick a field goal there.
No, that one you go for it.
I better have a
that one you go for it.
My
because
owner?
If they score a touchdown, you're going to lose any.
Yeah, but you're enforcing
you're
them.
Lose anyway.
But if you don't
touchdown.
Get it, they can kick a field goal to tie.
Yeah, but you don't lose.
I hope that
no,
my
that
owner
you go for
made
it.
His money in casino and gambling stocks.
Because
I'm gambling, baby.
Yeah.
Kicking a field goal there is useless.
I bet you every
not
coach
useless,
every
but...
coach in the league would kick a field goal there.
I think you go for it.
You might be right. I'm just saying, I kick
yeah,
a field goal.
Yeah.
All right.
Last question.
You know what?
Believe me.
Eberflus would freaking
well, he's
go
whatever
for
you
it.
Would do, the opposite.
Yeah. Right.
Last
you
question.
Fade him.
You face 4th and 6 at your opponent's 19-yard line.
All right.
All right. What's the score?
6:18 left in the fourth quarter. You lead by 4. Do you kick the field goal? Or go for it.
Right,
again, it's 4th and 6.
I lead by 4. I lead by 4.
You lead by 4.
That's
on
there I kick the field goal.
On their 19. There's 6 minutes left. I
fourth
go
and what? Because
fourth and six is not.
I'm kicking a field goal.
Yeah, fourth
that's,
and six is
see,
not.
See, that sound, some of these just sound too obvious. I feel like they're going to go opposite.
Yeah.
But I'm kicking a field goal.
I'm kicking
I'm
a field goal.
Going up 7.
All right, we got to go to break and come back because Cakes was right. It's too many.
I think he's done, right?
I'm done. I have
the
answer.
I know. Before he does answers, go to the line 1. This guy's, he knows who's the Junkie's best head coach.
He already knows.
Yeah, before JP adds them all up.
Okay.
Oh. It'll be Cakes, because Cakes goes for everything.
Cakes is a go for it.
He goes for it. Sorry, I'm on the right side of history.
Yeah. Matthew, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
It's obvious who of the 4 Junks, which is a very small pool, is the best NFL head coach.
All right.
Who is it?
JP Fling.
Because?
Why?
He's a leader of men. He is goal-oriented, and he makes things happen. Now, I'll use a specific example.
And he wrote a book.
This is the most. Well, I thought it was going to be based on our decisions here, but it's not.
No. Your decisions. Like you're all saying, those are crazy questions. But it'll be fun to see what the answers are.
Right.
But JP is JP is not my favorite, John.
I was going to say we got a JP stand.
My favorite is Cakes because he's the best.
Oh.
But J.P. Flame is who I'm going to hire to be my head coach.
Hey, can you
get things done.
Can you imagine the number of delay games J.P. gets from telling the quarterback to play in the headset?
He's playing so much verbiage.
You'd be surprised. I do have several chips in I-9 sports. Several.
Well, dude, Matthew, J.P. would be late to every practice and game. I don't know why you think he'd be the best.
Good one.
All right, you know what? You might be surprised with the results. We'll get to them. When we come back, don't go anywhere on the Junkies.